Welcome back to Footwork, a podcast for those who dream big, never settle, and make their own path. I'm Sean.
And I'm Dylan. Together with guests, we share stories and tips every Monday to educate, inspire, and create a community built of soccer players and dream chasers.
Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Welcome to Footwork.
All right, guys, Sean's on the run, so we got to get this. Sean's on the run from the cops, so we got to get this episode in. We got to get this episode in. A nice filler one. We hit you guys with some questions on the Instagram, so shout out to those who answered. And like we said in our Instagram post, things have been moving, and when we can update you guys, we obviously will. We're pretty open books with all this stuff. It's good stories. It's good advice, I think. Good things we can talk about, Sean. And then, you know, in the meantime, we'll just hit you guys with a little quick hitters. And we'll be back with guests and our own stories ASAP Rocky. So I think we'll start with this first one here, Sean. Greatest football moment you watched live?
I'll be honest. I thought about these, and that one, I still am looking for an answer. Greatest football moment you watched?
No, wait. Is this live in person or just live regardless? I guess just live regardless, because we haven't watched too many in person.
Obviously, right. I mean, it was obviously nice to see Messi win the World Cup, but that's not like a moment.
That might be one of the greatest football moments of our, like, come on.
But what about the Barcelona comeback against, was it PSG?
That was another one I had in mind. That one, watching that live and seeing that just trickle down, and then, you know, Cavani scores, and then you think it's over, but here comes Neymar. Those two for me.
I know it's tough for you, but from a neutral perspective, the Aguero goal to win the league.
That one's sick.
I know that's iconic moments.
Yeah, I mean, you just hear it. You can hear the commentary, you know, you can hear it. Yeah. I mean, I think those are three good ones. In terms of like watching a game live, like I've seen some really sick games. I've seen some Champions League games. I don't think there was ever one that was like one big moment. So that can't compete with like those. Like it was cool watching when we saw Barcelona against Atletico Madrid when we were there, and Atletico won the league on, you know, at the Camp Nou. I think that's sick, but those other three
not
are like
what we hope for. Yeah.
No, not what we hope for. All right. Yeah. Well, let's carry on then. Yeah. So this is a good one. How do you guys help players? We don't.
So how do we help players?
How do we help players? Well, first off, sounds like a plug, but you could always go to our website. There's a ton of stuff on there in terms of like free things. There's episodes where we give advice about making a resume, about making a highlight tape. There's some specific episodes I think you could take advice from, you know, on how to approach trials. We've been through fucking so many of those. Also, I think a big one is the free consultation where you can just hop on a call with us. 15, 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, depends on, you know, where the conversation's going, and just ask us questions and we connect, because I think in this game, it's all about building your network. So, you know, reaching out to us, getting in touch, talking, you know, going back and forth and seeing what, if we can help you just with advice, if we can put you in the right line of thought, or, you know, in touch with someone who could help better than us. You know, this game, it's all about making a big network, but also the game of football is so small in terms of who you know. And it's just so easy. Like, you might hit us up. We might know someone who's perfect to help you out. And it's very simple. Just, it's on our website and you can sign up and it's free. And all we ask is just for an email to join our newsletter. And, you know, You build a new network. You build a connection.
Exactly. And I can't hurt to first off build the network one. And I'm sure there's questions you guys have for us that we might have the answers just based on our experiences. And with that, just building a network. I mean, we know ourselves that the network always comes in handy at some point.
Yeah.
Somehow it will help, whether that's just getting advice or learning from someone's experience, like we have with many people before us. And yeah, I hope that we could just pass that on and help the next group come through.
And with that, our next one, would you guys be able to help endorse me? I'm not sure how to answer this question. I don't know if this is like a contest, if he means like, you know, he wants us to vote for him in a contest, or if he needs someone to like help him get on a team and he needs like us to say. I'm not really sure. Yeah, either way, I'm not quite sure what he would like from us. If he's asking if we can endorse him for footy, I would say I can't answer that. I don't know. I've never seen you play.
He's looking for a plug and a pass. Maybe just his Instagram account.
Yeah, we can give you a plug and a pass on your Instagram account if that's what you want. But if you're listening to this and you asked for us to endorse you, please just hit us back in our DMs with some specifics and we can see if we need to vote, if we need to vote for you in a contest, if we need to plug your Instagram, those are things we could probably do. If it's anything else though, we may need to see you play first or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Then the next one. What's the best advice you can give that can help improve mentality on nutritional habits? Very good question. Pretty important also for professional footy players or any aspiring athletes or people in general. You want to take this one today? You want me to start?
It's a good question. I mean, just off the bat from me, I mean, I don't put the strictest, like, rules on nutritional, but I just try and at this point I can really gauge how my body feels and what it needs. And obviously sometimes I can be a little bit less disciplined and, you know, get into the dozen donuts and crush a box. But for me, it's usually just going to the store and having a list and not really, you know, leaving that list. It's buying the things that are necessary. It's buying the things that are going to help me, I know, to improve each and every day. And then I kind of just think about that feeling after eating a good meal. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but like when you know you've had like just a good ass meal after training, you know this is helping, or you know you've prepared beforehand, you've got Sean's sweet potato and a little bit of, you know, salmon or something before training, before a game. You just know that you're doing the right things and that proper preparation is just exactly what I need to mentally feel like I'm doing the most that I can. So the little trick for me is like not really leaving the list. And besides that, like I've been doing it for so long that I don't know, it's not so hard for me. So maybe like I'm not the person to ask in this one. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good thing. I mean, I've been really watching what I eat for probably 10 years now. Like
I was gonna say
always thinking about it. But like I think it depends where you're starting, number one. But for some people, the feeling of being like just lethargic after you eat and tired is normal. And when you begin to get rid of like processed foods and really heavy meals and sugars and sugary drinks, you'll then notice that the lack of the tired feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's encouraging. And then it's like the next level after that is you eat something and you have energy after you eat. So now it's not you're tired after you, and you're not just nothing, but you have more energy. Yeah. And then that can build on top of each other. And then, I mean, even most recently with me, like the past probably 5 or 6 weeks, the way I've been eating, like really not eating anything processed, like fruit and a meal, that's basically all I eat. And
nice.
The But the clarity, number one, and the energy levels are unbelievable.
Oh, I bet.
So, like, it's just another step up where, like, I always have energy. My sleep is really, really good. My whoop out here showing green recoveries for 2 weeks straight.
Wow.
Which is, you know, exactly. It's not
I mean, from the amount you're doing just, in terms of training exactly. and stuff, like getting green recoveries every day is you're doing all the other things right.
Right. And then it's like hydration. So that's another thing. Like
you should good at, yeah.
Just drinking water. Just drinking good water. Also, you can put some lemon teas. In it or something, but like not drinking sodas or Powerades or Gatorades constantly. Like those have a time and a place to replace your electrolytes, but you don't need to drink that unless you just did a really rigorous workout. And that doesn't mean just hitting the gym for an hour. Like,
yeah, no.
Probably didn't sweat enough to just then chug, you know, a 16-ounce Gatorade. Like you're putting in a lot more than you put out.
Yeah.
So little things like that. But these are things also you could just hit us up and we could talk about it or just ask a question and we could help you because this is all stuff that we've learned for 10 years now. I've read countless books,
yeah,
listened to many, many different people talk about it, and then it's just a trial and error, what works for you best.
Exactly. That was another thing I was gonna say is the trial and error, and then also just in terms of like habits, another thing that came to mind is one thing that I think you and I incorporate a lot since getting the Whoop is shutting down the time when you have your last meal before bed is one of those. That's a big one. So that's like a habit that Sean and I have gotten into is like 2 hours before bed, it's only water that's going in at that point or yeah. tea for me. Sometimes I'll have the chamomile tea, yeah. you know, before bed, but those things, so your body's not digesting at that time. It's not bringing that energy and your body can kind of come to a homeostasis and fall asleep a little bit easier and stay asleep easier. So that's one that we really took on. And then obviously like along with the hydration, one is the preparing before training for me. So making the protein shake beforehand, getting all that stuff ready. So when that training's over, boom, clip, it's done. I drink that. I got the protein in me right away. It's preparing so that, you know, you're ready to put the good things into your body when your body needs them.
Right. It takes the thinking out of it. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And also for me personally, I find that the more things I'm doing in terms of activity, or even if it's just like mental work that I have to do, if I fill my day with that every day, that I will tend to not even think about eating something unhealthy because I know I have to be, I'm recovering from the previous session or whatever it was, whether that's a workout training session or just some work for footwork that I have to get done. And then also I need to prepare for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a schedule lined up like this, it's so easy just to eat what I'm supposed to eat.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And make sure I'm hydrated properly 24/7.
Yeah.
And that makes it so easy to do.
It's for sure. It's preparing. It's taking the thinking out of it. Like you said, it's also listening to your body and seeing, oh, I have the energy to keep going. You look at the most, like if you're trying to have a productive day, you can't fill in footwork, podcast, gym, training, doing some reading, doing some research. You can't do all of that while eating chips and donuts and stuff. You need the good stuff to keep you going to be productive.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
it's a cycle and it's a circle that kind of helps. I think we've said enough on nutrition. We could have turned this into a nutrition podcast episode. Let's go on to this one. I really liked. Favorite team to watch all time.
It's got to be that Barcelona team, right?
I mean, for me, Messi. Like at that age, being obsessed with goals, being obsessed with attacking, MSN, there was no, I tried to watch every single game on BN with Ray Hudson, and it was Messi, Suarez, and Neymar, MSN with, I mean, you it, still had Iniesta, you still
before
had.
Before that, because that the Iniesta, Xavi days when they would just dominate games with
Alexis. No, I agree too, but there's something about that time period for me. Something about that time period for me and watching those three seamlessly. And as a midfielder, like going back and watching games, like obviously I have even probably more respect for you know Pep or the years after Pep when you still had Xavi, Busquets, Iniesta. Like Spain playing with six midfielders was an unreal thing to watch too. Just completely different than anything you've ever seen from a classic 4-4-2. But there's something about that era and that time for me as a player watching MSN, that Barcelona, Luis Enrique, just always having a high defensive line to really press and be gutsy to win the ball back, you know, was a crazy team. So energetic and so, like, always on the edge of your seat watching that game. It was never boring, never looking at something else, you know?
Yeah, so I think that's both Barcelona, maybe slightly different time periods, but that same batch of players.
Yeah, it's kind of tough too. I mean, for you,
if you like the sport, it's got to be.
For you, what was your favorite Chelsea era team to watch growing up?
I mean, it had to be the era with, you had Michael Essien, Drogba, John Terry, Ricardo Carvalho, Ashley Cole, Malouda, Solomon
Peter Kalou, Cech.
Peter Cech. You had Ivanovic at right back.
Dude, great era.
I mean, that team was unbelievable. Michael Ballack was a little before that.
Yeah.
But he was still part of that team. I mean, that squad for me. I mean, it's when they won everything.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I would say Drogba was just unreal to watch.
Yeah, and you had Lampard. You had everything on that team. It was really like, yeah, that was
complete team.
Was that the beginning of the Ibrahimovic? No, what's
exactly.
What's his name?
Ibrahimovic came in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ibrahimovic, when it became Chelsea.
When it like really became like Chelsea, rich man's Chelsea.
Yeah, rich man's Chelsea, exactly.
Rich man's Chelsea.
That
All right.
Probably like 3 or 4 years after that.
That was a classic team though. This is a good one too. I think we could have a full episode on this, to be honest with you, or at least like a mini episode in itself. But just a few quick things. How do you deal with nerves before a game?
I don't know where I heard it, but it was a great way of looking at it. It's not it, the nerves is the same feeling you get when you're really excited. So it's just excitement.
So you flip it,
you know,
and you flip it and.
Like, I'm not trying to get rid of that feeling. Like, it's going to be there. Not mm-hmm. It's not always there. But like, mm-hmm. especially if you're playing, like, a really big crowd or it's a very important game or a very important training, you're on trial. Like, you just flip it to excitement. You know you put in the work. But that's, for me, that helps. It's like, I know I've prepared myself as much as I can to this point. I am supposed to be here. I deserve to be here. Like, I know what I'm worth. And, like, it's just excitement. And, like, embrace that feeling.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, people, you not even with games. Like, you go into an interview.
Same thing.
A thousand conversations in your head. It's the same feeling. Mm-hmm. It's just excitement. And knowing that you're confident and able to do whatever it is that they're going to be asked or to do to play the game, I think, helps that.
Yeah, I like that. And for me, to be honest, over the years, like, I think beginning in my career, also, like, a lot in college, maybe not so much in college, but a lot in the beginning of my career when I felt like so focused on what I had to do to like project my career, you know, like I had to play well. I think a lot of the times I was thinking about a game way too much on the lead up to the game and kind of getting drowned in those thoughts like, oh, I have to visualize, I have to do this, I have to do this. Now, and what I found, what works for me is really just to take myself out of it for like the day, especially if it's like a night game, because you have so much time. Like I can do a little bit of visualization, a few minutes here and there, but I don't need to obsess over the game the entire day. So I try and take my mind completely away from it until I feel it's time. Like I'm not listening to pump up music throughout the day. I'm only listening to pump up music like when I'm there in the changing room and we're getting ready, stretching and stuff like that. That's when I'm like starting to get into it. Before that, I'm trying to take my mind completely out of it and just be like in a place of calm, solace, and like, you know, it's just another day. And then when it's time, that's when I'm trying to like flip the switch. And I feel like that works a lot better for me because I used to get really nervous before games and I just felt like I was contributing to it because I was trying to like do everything and then to really pump myself up way too early. Was like, whoa, pump the brakes here and let's wait until like it's time And that now works so much better for me.
It's great advice, and I completely agree with that.
Last one. Someone's been making it through to the fast feet rounds, and so that they got us on this one. Quote or mantra that you live by? Tough question. You know, when it's back on us, it's a tough question.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guests answering this one.
I've got a bunch. But I think, it's kind of, we preach it all the time, but like living your life with honor and legacy, honoring the ones that came before you and leaving a legacy for the ones behind you. Kind of what we're doing here. There's a touch of that here in footwork, but I think that's a quote or mantra that I live by.
I mean, we could take the easy route out. We could take the easy route out and just say, make your own path.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'll stick with that because it's pretty broad, but also that is
part of my life. I mean, it's good. For me, besides make your own path, because I think like that, I don't even know how we came up with that. But that one's like very, that came like very naturally. Like whatever day we wrote that came out like in a second. Besides that, love yours for me just kind of encapsulates the feeling of doing something that you truly love and not for the wrong reasons, not for temptations or money or for status, but really doing something that's true to your values, ethics, and love. So love yours. And then I had a friend who always said, or not always, but he would say a few times, like, just be. And on the surface, it's just kind of like, again, just being present and not necessarily focusing on everything or the perception of everything, but just kind of living the moment. So all of those, just be, love yours, make your own path. It's kind of, I think, three big ones for me.
I like it.
Cool beans, man. Great.
It's a little appetizer episode.
Yeah, cool beans. I think Sean's got to switch locations. He's got to get out of here quick.
Dip, dodge, and duck
on the coppers.
I'm gonna go hide at a cafe. I'm not kidding.
So
I'm gonna go post on a cafe for 3 hours.
Oh my god! Again, though. Yep, we'll be back with guests. It's all about scheduling and having the right timing. So we have a lot lined up. I think you guys will love them. A lot of different stories, a lot of cool stories all over the globe. So look forward to that. Thank you. If you bought the merch, huge success. That was awesome. Plug and pass, free support, all that good stuff. Make sure you rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, like, subscribe, YouTube, all that. It's like the end of a rate. It's like the end of a radio thing, but it just like turns up, you know, just
put it on 10x.
Anything else?
Good.
I think that's a nice filler.
I think that's all.
Nice, exactly. Nice filler there. Sean, thanks for taking time out of your on the run schedule. We'll be back.
Over my shoulder the whole time.
We'll be back stronger. Plug and pass. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. With that, until next time.
Keep moving forward.
Keep learning.
Make your own path. Yeah, it got me for a second there.
Wow.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness. But we love to partner with new brands to make their own paths, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not, I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor. It doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.